Live from the Allstate Skyline Studio.
This is the Steve Cochran Show
on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran in the Allstate Skyline Studios.
No good.
Steve Cochran joins us live on the Steve Cochran Show.
God, this show's early.
Yeah.
Couldn't help but notice in the PPG Paints green room there wasn't a nice bagel tray or something set out. You know what I mean? I don't know what kind of operation you're running here.
I can have food sent in the next 20 minutes. I thought you were cleansing for your diet in 2019.
No, my diet's fine, thank you.
But, are you sure about that?
Yeah, actually.
Okay.
Yeah.
Do you want to introduce
yourself? Should we go out and weigh ourselves now?
I did yesterday.
On the left on your radio, that's John DeCoste.
John, how are you? Thanks for coming in.
Good morning, Pete.
Yes.
And between us is the great Tim Benker.
Tim.
That's right. I'm the comedian no one knows, and I always show up.
It's an interesting angle he plays. I don't know why that's his licensing.
Where's Rocky? Is he in the green room? Come on in, Rock!
Where is Rocky? Do we know Rocky?
He's
LaPorte's?
Getting bagels as we speak.
Is he?
Oh, that's
okay.
Nice. So New Year's Eve, look, here's the thing. Dave, you know this. If you don't do something New Year's Eve, like you planned this bowl game. If you don't do something New Year's Eve, you feel like you haven't done anything, right? You just go, I got another New Year's Eve, and I'm not doing anything.
Right.
Then you get up the next day and you feel badly about yourself. That's the only reason we do this show. 18 years.
To give you guys something to do?
No. We do this show so people won't feel badly about themselves.
Yes.
But 18 years of New Year's Eve for people that can't stay awake until midnight. We just want to help people. I mean, that's what I'm all about. I just want to help people.
Really?
Yeah. So
that's nice.
It's New Year's Eve at the Tivoli in Downers Grove, but the blatant plug will come, you know, in a couple minutes.
What time does the show start?
7.
Okay.
Is that good for you?
7.
Yeah, 7.
But, was it last year there was one at 4 o'clock, right?
No, 2 years ago.
2 years ago.
We had one at 1 o'clock in the afternoon.
We had 1, 3, 5, 7, 9 in midnight.
Yes.
You know, we were very busy that year.
You were.
It was very vaudevillian.
Yes.
What do we see at this show? I know it's the 18th year. What do people see?
Well, there's comedians.
Uh-huh.
Yes. And Dean Richards.
Dean Richards is on.
Dean Richards will be there.
Who writes Dean's material? Does he do his own? Do you help him?
Oh, he riffs. He riffs very well.
Really?
Yeah. He's actually
I hadn't
thought
about that. We
did come up with a couple of ideas for him. Some of the family classic movies that probably should not have made it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funny.
Yeah, so we're because he's reintroducing that. And
I knew you'd write his material. You're writing everything, aren't you?
And then Bozo comes out drunk as a skunk.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Please don't do that.
Yeah.
No.
Disillusioning more kids.
One giant shoe. He's a hot mess.
Yeah. One giant shoe.
You can get tickets at eventbrite.com and just write Steve Cochran and everything comes up. And
yeah,
I noticed
great.
That Tim is the announcer. Is that right? You're
that's
the announcer
right.
for
yes.
the night?
I kind of glue everything together from start to finish.
So you introduce, you start the show and you introduce everybody.
Right. I introduce everybody. Mm-hmm. And we're playing match game.
Mm.
We do that for prizes. Steve, did you reveal the big magical prize?
Yeah, I don't know that I can. I just know that Apt Electronics has been very kind to us.
Okay.
Nice.
And if you show up, it's going to be worth your
while. You called up Shapiro, didn't you?
He
lives got you
with
a little
me.
Something, something.
He lives with me.
Yeah.
I buy so much from Apt, he's moved in.
So I notice it's the 18th annual Steve Cochran New Year's Eve show, but Tim's doing most of the work. Does he get the most money?
No. Not by any stretch.
Please know this, that Tim is also, when it comes to the PowerPoint, he's the big tech guy. So he's our
He's the IT guy. Yeah. I have a huge team.
Wait a second.
I have a huge team.
Hold on. We have a PowerPoint?
Yeah.
Yes.
What
yes.
is the PowerPoint?
You got an overhead projector and a wax pencil. And much of the evening is going to be about learning.
Yes. And then we sell Amway. But Steve, actually, we do the year in review. That's a big part of our PowerPoint presentation.
Yeah. The year in review.
By the way, try to make 2018 funny. Huh? Ready? Go.
Yeah.
That's what I've been dealing with for the past couple of days.
Wow, that's rough.
There's got to be a joke here somewhere.
How many slides do you have in the PowerPoint? They say never more than 9 to keep everyone's attention.
57? 58?
57.
5800. Whittles down from 600.
58?
Yeah.
Does it move along?
Not if I'm doing it. I think you'll find it snappy.
Okay.
What are you doing New Year's Eve?
I don't know yet. I may come to the
what
show.
Mean you don't know.
Well, we had McGannon yesterday, and he's right in Old Town. I live in the city. I mean, you're kind of far.
Nah,
it's kind of a long drive.
Downers Grove.
The big DG.
Dave's coming out.
I was in Naperville for Christmas. It took me an hour.
Oh, yeah, you poor thing. Here's what I always tell people when they complain about getting to Naperville. Same distance back to the city. Same exact distance. I know it's a long way, but it's the same distance back.
Well, I have been to your show, and I think it's and I would be there if I was not going to be doing the Holiday Bowl in San Diego, but I loved it. We had a great time. Crystal Lake the year I came out.
We had a good time. Well, you've been out multiple times. So you're a good friend. You?
Let me talk to my wife.
You've never come out to see me.
You know what? I always have a thing.
No, you don't.
I do.
No, you don't.
And I work the next morning because you have the day off.
You haven't worked steadily in years.
I'm working for you.
I would put you on stage.
Really?
Yeah.
Do I need to write material?
Well, you don't hear. Why would you start there? One of these shows would be nice if you came out. That's my point.
Okay.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah.
Nice.
And
how about the cost?
We're done by 9.
John, what are you doing?
I will be doing a little stand-up, having a little fun with that.
And music?
That's what I do, music, a little music. So, we do it kind of the same on my end, doesn't change that much, so it's kind of fun. But and I do enjoy the match game. I do a lot of writing behind the scenes, so that helps. But we had such a good time. I'm looking forward to this year because Rocky is just kill.
He's love Rocky.
So funny.
I've loved him for years.
You know, and to have him available for that. And then having Dean on, and we're going later today to do WGN TV. So
we're on TV this morning, and as you can see, I wore extra thick makeup.
You look good.
No, I'm excited. I told you this in the break. I'm excited because I need a haircut.
That's big.
You know, I haven't needed a haircut in a long time. I mean, I go and I get a buzz cut, but I actually need one now.
Yeah, you're looking a little shaggy.
I woke up this morning and it was like a prison break. All the hairs were headed in different directions.
You're still a little bit away from a man bun, but I you do need a haircut.
Yeah.
How often do you get the haircut nowadays?
I go in every month just to feel like I'm still alive.
The 18th annual Steve Cochran New Year's Eve
show. What
are
you done? What do you got coming up?
I need to check traffic. You do this show every day.
But what's the next segment?
The next segment is, I'm teasing it.
No, I mean, after the break, what's the next segment?
The next segment is you.
Oh, okay.
You're on until 8 o'clock, and you want to stay with
this
Dean.
This is called on time,
right?
Steve.
That's why I'm thrown.
Right.
Back to the Steve Cochran Show on 720 WGN.
Pete McMurray in for Steve Cochran.
Wait. Listen to this music.
S.S. Minnow. S.S. Minnow.
Throwing it down for the white people this morning, are you?
Steve Cochran in studio with us. Tim Banker is here.
Where do you think Vanilla Ice is right now?
Hi, Pete.
Who?
Vanilla Ice. Where do you think he is right now?
He's doing houses.
Yeah, he's building a house.
He's very successful on the DIY network. He's killing
amazing?
It.
He's kind of looking for a joke, not actually the truth.
Oh, I think he's buying tickets for the New Year's Eve show.
Where do you get those, Tim?
John, Eventbrite.com, right?
B-R-I-T-E, Eventbrite.com.
That's right. John knew how to spell it. That's
but
why.
Enough about us. How about you, Pete? How are things?
Things are good. We just got a text. The theater is at the Main Street, Downers Grove, Metro stop, so I could take the train.
That's right.
Here you go.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so you've decided. You're coming.
Well, you know, I'll check my schedule.
I'd send a car. If you're willing to come, I'll send a car.
Well, what kind of car?
Well, not a good car.
Uber black.
Yeah, but a car.
It's made by Schwinn.
Yeah, I'm going to get a ride with Ross from downtown.
Ross Cochran.
That's a good idea. Yeah.
Ross Cochran
that's
will be on the show. Happen. Ross has some special things
really?
He'll be doing on the show.
Yeah. I think Ross is very funny.
Ross is
very funny. He could be my favorite that. Cochran.
You haven't met Abigail Grace.
Yes, you know, I have.
Grace
would be
you're
right.
Yeah. By the way, did you have a nice Christmas with your 48 siblings?
I did. I was out in Naperville. I was thinking about calling you.
You could call me. Doesn't mean we get together, but you could definitely call me. I would love to have seen you.
Right. It was nice.
What family do you have living in Naperville?
My sister Mary lives in Naperville.
So
half my family.
Is she
the nun? No, she's not the nun. The nun lives in New York.
What's the nun's name?
Beth.
Beth.
It just seems like Mary should be the nun.
You're right.
Yeah.
Well, I have a sister Mary, and I have a sister Elizabeth, which is Beth.
Sister Elizabeth. I guess that's okay.
Right.
That's fine. All right, so what do everybody else in the family do? Obviously, you're the disappointment because you're in show business.
Right.
Like we all are.
Uh-huh.
Beth is a nun. What does Mary do?
Mary works for The River.
The radio station.
Yeah, the
what
radio station in Naperville.
Oh, out in... Yeah.
Sales.
Sales, okay. Mm-hmm. Your wife is a big shot sales type.
She is, yeah. She's a big deal.
She's the one keeping Eric and whoever afloat.
That's right.
Yeah.
Yes. Are we really going to go through all 12 siblings right now?
Yeah. Who else? Start at the top, the oldest in the family.
My sister Di works for the nuns in Palatine, the poor sisters of
Little Sisters of the Poor.
Little Sisters of the Poor. Thank you. Yeah. Thank you very
time
much.
You were at church. Number
the
two.
The Poor Sisters of the Little.
Brother Ed works for J&S Plumbing, okay. General manager over there.
Is he a plumber, too?
He is not.
Okay.
A plumber by trade, but he sends his plumbers to my house.
Okay.
If you need plumbing, I got a guy.
Okay. I may call you.
Brother Steve is my dentist. Don't forget to floss.
Oh, he's in Peoria, right?
Yeah.
You people don't know this. Pete drives to Peoria to get a cleaning.
I do.
Good for you.
Well, I see my mother, too. It's just not for that.
I think you're going mostly for the dentist.
But you think my brother would open the place on a Saturday morning?
Yep.
He doesn't.
Why? He's working. That's work for him. Why does he have to open the place on Saturday? Could you show up? Come during the week. How busy could you be?
Do you know when you take your final exam for dentistry, you need an assistant? And my brother called me, and we made the deal. I said, listen, if I do this, you got to help me out with dentistry for the rest of my life. And he said, no problem. So I figured that would entail opening up on a Saturday.
So you never pay your brother?
Never.
Wow.
Can you answer a dentistry question?
Sure. What do you need?
How come the hygienist's stomach is always gurgling when they're working on it? I have no idea what they're eating.
Because patients mean money, so they stack them.
Man.
It's so true.
It is a little troubling.
Yeah. Definitely so.
And by the way, I feel the hygienist should always brush their teeth before they actually
wear a mask. Yeah. Doesn't yours wear the mask?
Right. Do you brush your teeth before you go?
Yeah, I brush my teeth before every show.
Yes, you actually do.
Wow.
I brush my teeth at the dentist. We got a big discussion about that. Remember, Dave? I brush my teeth at the dentist.
Mm-hmm. Why?
Well, because it's a polite thing to do. You got to put your hands in my mouth. I want to be at least not...
The opposite of eating Oreos before you go and open up your mouth.
Oh, so I eat the Oreos.
That's right. Well, yeah,
that's why dentists don't like you. All right, kid four.
Johnny is number seven. He works for...
Why'd we skip?
Roche. Well, I'm going down. I'm number six. I work here. Number five would be Brother
five,
Mark.
Dude, I'm telling you.
Engineer at CAT.
Okay, engineer at CAT. Who is number four?
Number four is Brother Greg.
Okay.
I can't remember the name of the company, but
when
he's
you say
an
brother, you mean monk?
Yeah, I was like, he's clergy, too.
A lot of sisters and monks.
What does Greg do?
He's an engineer in...
So this is the brother you're obviously not close to.
Suburbs. I just saw him 2 days ago. I can't remember the name of his company.
All right, and six and seven are what?
Number, Greg, is eight. Nine would be Jamie, who works for OSF.
Okay, that's a big hospital.
Ten is the sister.
Okay, good.
No, I'm sorry. Ten is my brother, Dave, who works for a medical company.
Have you met these people?
Yes.
11?
11 is the sister in New York. Okay. And number 12 is my sister, Kath, the caboose. Yeah.
Kate. Oh, yes. Okay.
And what does she do?
Human resources for a company in Peoria.
Very successful right. family.
I'm going to head home.
You skipped two people. You skipped like kid four and
no,
kid
we
five.
Did it. Diet, Steve, Mary, John, Pete, Mark, Greg, Jamie, Dave, Liz, Kate.
Well, what does Mark do? I don't remember Mark.
Mark works for CAT. He's an engineer in Peoria.
So we are kindred spirits. I'm number six of seven kids.
Are you?
Yeah.
All right, what if everybody in your family?
They're all nuns and priests. That's
I
all
I can't believe
do.
We took all that time. Now we don't have time to plug the show.
Wow. That's a lot of work.
That is a lot of work.
So the show starts at 7 o'clock. Tim's the opener. Who's next? Is it John or is it Rocky?
It would be me.
What, you need a set list?
Yeah, I do.
Just come out and have a good time.
I like to look at it.
I follow Tim. I come out after Tim.
Okay.
I come after Tim, yeah. But it's nice because the Tivoli, which is a 1,000-seat theater, it's a beautiful old movie theater, it's celebrating its, 90th year on New Year's Eve. Christmas Day.
Have you seen it?
That's great.
Yeah.
I have not.
It's a beautiful theater. And you know, there's a whole network of old vaudeville theaters in Chicago. They're just off the rail lines. And the train stops right by the Tivoli, and the vaudeville acts would, come out and do their shows and then move on to another town or another theater before they moved on to another town. So the theater has that same feel and charm, but it's been gorgeous. Completely updated. None of the vaudeville people are still there.
So did we do a little vaudeville? During the show?
Somewhat. Sometimes it gets that.
Niagara Falls, slowly.
And I don't even know what I'm talking about.
What?
Yeah, we get into that 40s comedy.
But we get to use the big screen, is what the PowerPoint is on, the actual movie screen.
I can't believe you guys have a PowerPoint.
A PowerPoint. Just call it the year in review.
PowerPoint. Sorry. Suddenly I feel like I'm at a conference. I'm going on a conference call.
We have video.
But as throwback as the theater is, that is the high-tech screen that they have that they can show HD projection on there. And that's where the year in review will be seen.
And Dean Richards. And we're looking for, did you find chairs? We're looking for a couple of overstuffed chairs.
I've got
pompous overstuffed chairs. Going to bring them out, and he and I are going to do a Q&A.
Nice. I like it. Are you going to stick around for Dean's segment?
Oh, I don't like your chances there.
You don't have to.
No, I guess we should.
Dean is on the street, by the way. He's on a Belleville today. tomorrow he's back in the studio.
Let's be clear. Dean is never going to be on a boat.
No, that's not going to happen.
Actually, that's not correct.
They got canceled. Yeah, really? They got canceled. Right?
Yeah, he is in studio because we were going to go to the Harris Theater today to meet him. We're going to meet him later
at
studio.
Nice. So, what time are you on WGN-TV?
I don't know, John. What time are we on
Between WGN-TV? 9 and 10. Between 9 and 10.
The entire hour?
I know. The entire hour.
9 o'clock.
I should get a haircut.
You have time.
Seriously, thanks for doing the show. You know you're one of my favorite people.
You know I love you.
I love you back, man.
Come here and hug me.
Well, I would, but you're too far from here.
Do you want to stick around for Dean?
Yeah, absolutely.
You know,
yeah. Well, what am I going to do?
Top of the
hour.
We
got an hour to kill.
We have to. No, you don't have an hour to kill. It's Chicago traffic. You have to be there by 9 o'clock.
That's my, yeah.
Yeah, that's
your
the
call.
Thing.
Well, I'm going to leave by 8:45.
8:45? You have to leave at 8:20. This is what's wrong with Cochran.
That is so Steve.
Of a broken indoor clock.
It is so the Steve Cochran Show with Steve Cochran on 720.
Please come to the Tivoli.
Tivoli. Go to eventbrite.com.